The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he will rejoice more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones should be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, just a quick little word, and then we look at the gospel for a moment. St. Clair, as you know, St. Clair was born and lived around the time of St. Francis of Assisi. St. Clair was born in the year 1193 and died when she was 60, so died in the year 1253. Now, interesting, it was a time of great turbulence in the church, and the church at that time had become very wealthy and very rich, and quite a few bishops and priests also had become very wealthy, and it wasn't a great time. It was a very bad time in the church. And St. Clair and St. Francis were, I suppose, at that time aware of that, and so they devoted themselves to absolute poverty. And Clair founded the Order of Nuns, which became known as the Poor Clares. I want to give you a little phrase that St. Clair used, and I suppose it does, if you think about it, it makes sense. And her phrase was, "You become what you love. You become what you love." So if you love things, you become a thing. You know, in many ways, that is very, 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 very true. You become what you love. If you love things, then you become a thing. That's worth thinking about. In the gospel, Jesus says, unless you become like a little child, you'll not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, the kingdom of heaven is always in the now. You got to remember that. You're not talking about life in the next world or life hereafter. Unless you become like little children. Isn't there something beautiful and attractive about little children? They're not planning. They're not trying to get the better of you in many ways. And just you don't expect them to be evil or to do, you know, really bad things in the sense of leading people astray or corrupting people. And if you think about that, it does make sense. Unless you become like little children, you'll never really have any kind of real peace or real contentment in life. We see, and it applies to our own life. Most of us are so restless. We're either not happy with what we have, or we're continually in turmoil. We don't have any kind of peace. I think there's nothing as nice as, you know, when you look at a little baby asleep, isn't it a picture of peace, of contentment? A little child, you look at a little child in his mother's arms, and there's something beautiful about that. You look into that little face, and it's a face of peace and innocence and contentment. And that's what Jesus is talking about. Not always wanting what we want. Not always promoting our own ego and seeking to be first or better than anybody else, but just to be absolutely content with who we are. And that's what God wants us to do. To be content with who we are. Who we are in the mind of God. Who God wants us to be, not who I want to be. That's where we find absolute peace and contentment.